Takeaway English from the BBC.
In what activity is a torch essential, a roll mat optional, and some Wellington boots advisable? The answer is, of course, camping. Camping has long been popular with holidaymakers looking for a low-cost break in the UK. But the activity is currently experiencing a boom. The Office of National Statistics reports that last year camping trips increased by 29% on the year before, overtaking the number of stays at traditional bed and breakfasts. The numbers this year are likely to be even higher, as disruptions to UK airspace and concerns over money force many Brits to opt for vacations at home, what have been dubbed staycations. That's not the only example of inventive language related to this topic. The interest in camping has been partly buoyed by the emergence of glamping, glamorous camping. Glamping combines the allure of a night under the stars with creature comforts like proper beds, heating, even electric sockets for hair straighteners. More and more UK campsites are offering exclusive, comfortable camping holidays in Mongolian yurts or Native American teepees. Jonathan Knight, founder of the Cool Camping series of guidebooks, described glamping as a warmer, drier camping experience. But of course, everything comes at a price. Whereas it might only cost you £10 to pitch a tent for the night, a fully equipped yurt could be 10 times that price. The posh camping experience is leading middle-class people to swap Tuscany for a teepee. Fran Wintle, who owns Larkhill Teepees in Wales with her husband, said they had been astonished at how popular their teepees and yurts had become. "I would say the majority of people who come here are professionals. A lot of doctors," she said. Kevin Bird, who with his wife runs Trellin Woodland Campsite, also in Wales, identified another common feature of glamping sites. "I think campfires are one of the biggest growth areas, where people want to go back to camping as it was when they were kids," he said. But of course, a campfire isn't complete without a song. So perhaps we can expect sales of acoustic guitars and earplugs to go up alongside those of sleeping bags and stoves.
Takeaway English from the BBC.